it is time once again to go bowling for kids with a children's mentoring connection. There is a new twist this year to talk about. Stacey Shaw is with us from the Children's Mentoring Connection, along with Jennifer Hammond. And ladies, thanks very much for dropping by today. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So, first of all of the details coming up the end of March, right?
Yes, the end of March. So we are just on the cusp of March starting tomorrow, and we are ready to go, and hopefully we'll be bringing spring. But we're going to be March 23rd and 24th. So once again, we'll be at the AMF Sportsman Lanes for that weekend.
You mentioned hopefully you bring the spring. This is another one of those events that comes around when it comes around, I always get excited, as much because I know that spring is right around the corner.
Yes.
As anything else.
But. Yes, absolutely. We're certainly hoping for that.
Yeah. And I think maybe that's part of the fun, too, is it gives people a chance, an excuse to get out and start doing things again. As we mentioned, there is a new twist this year.
Yes, so absolutely. So along with, you may have heard there's an eclipse coming. And so
I heard something about
you might have heard a thing or two. And so to go along with that theme a little bit, our twist on that is to have glow bowling this year.
Okay.
And so we are going to be bowling under the black lights. So we have special t-shirts that we're going to have that our t-shirt sponsor is Marathon this year. And so we're going to have neon t-shirts that will glow under the black lights and just really embracing the excitement to kind of get things kicked off.
That will be an awful lot of fun. But one thing, as we were mentioning earlier, one thing that has not changed, is never changed about Bowling for Kids, is that it's about the kids, not really about the bowling, which is probably a good thing for many of us. But Jennifer, talk a little bit about why this is so important. You can speak kind of firsthand.
Correct.
To the important work of the Children's Mentoring Connection.
Correct. So I've been in the program since I was 8 years old in 1980. And I can say from experience that it has a huge impact on children in the community. And I still talk to my big to this day. So
wow.
It's been many, many years. And it just goes to show that the impact that it has on the children and how great of an organization this really is.
You've got a lot of stories like that where
yeah.
Folks can continue to remain connected long after they have aged out of the program.
Yes, that's really one of the unique things about a program like ours, is we're making those connections, but we're really just planting the seeds, because we know that they can just go for forever. I mean, mm-hmm. We have people, who have been matched, like Jenny, and then others, 40 years that they've stayed connected. And so it all started with a very small amount of time invested with our program, but just getting that relationship kicked off with two individuals that never would have probably run into each other,
mm-hmm.
And just helping them get started and being that support, not only to the child, but also a support to the family as well.
Jenny, you said you were, 8 years old when
I
came into the program? Did you realize at the time that this was as important and significant as it was? I mean,
absolutely. No, I thought it was just a way to kind of give my mom a break now and then, to go out and have some fun. And, and I always say that my big, she was real big into antiquing, and she always wanted to take me antiquing. I thought it was the silliest thing in the world. And now I'm a big antiquer. I love to go antiquing. So it's those little things, the little impacts that it has. And you don't think that's going to be that way.
That's the reason I kind of bring this up, because we've talked about it before, those connections, the things that the mentors and mentees do as part of the program are not always, real big, bold things.
Right. Sometimes it's just, picking you up and taking you out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
When we first were matched, we went to Taco Bell. So every year on our anniversary, we would go to Taco Bell. And it's those little things, that you remember, just going to the park or going for a walk, or, it's just that time together that has an impact on the children. And that's why it's so important.
Now, Bowling for Kids is one of, if not the biggest fundraiser that you do every year, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we have two signature events. In the spring, we have Bowling for Kids, and in the fall, we have our Uncorked and Unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
But really, these are key and vital vital opportunities and events for us, because we don't charge our families, and we also don't charge the schools that we partner with, so our services. So we are a United Way partner agency, but beyond that, we are able to be funded through, contributions from donors in the community. But really, from these two events are really what makes the programming possible and makes us to be able to support and offer those at no cost to those families.
To give people an idea, how much funding you're hoping hoping to raise from this particular event?
So this year, going along with our 50th anniversary, we would like to raise double the 50. So we're hoping to raise $100,000. So it's a pretty lofty goal.
Yeah.
But we know that we have very generous supporters in the community. This is our 41st year of doing this. And really, there's so much fun involved in it that, you know, the teams come. We still do have openings for teams to register. So we want to make sure people get in and get registered and are part of that celebration. And we're hoping to reconnect, you know, as we have with Jenny and Erlene year after year with some of those people. So a special thing we have this year is Millstream Credit Union has sponsored a mentor lane for us. So that is open for current matches to bowl, but also we're hoping to bring back people who have been a part of our program before. So any listeners out there, they can get involved, even if both, you know, the big and the little isn't there, but if one of them would like to join us, just give us a call.
So we may have a Bowling for Kids reunion going
absolutely.
On here. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So 41st year for Bowling for Kids, and you mentioned it's the agency's 50th anniversary,
yes.
So you can do the math. It's been around since almost the beginning.
Yes.
So.
Right. Absolutely.
Let's get the details in here on how folks can sign up, because there is still time to do that.
Yes, there is still time to sign up. We do have a couple of shifts that are filling up. So each day, there are three shifts, 11, a 1, or a 3, so you sign up for that. And you can either go to our website, which is cmchancock.org, and go to the events tab, and then there'll be links to get you there to get registered. Or you can just give us a call at our office, and we would be happy to get you started.